we probably can relate to the beginning of Perek Gimel. Okay? Al Mishkovi Balelois, on my bed in the nights, Bikashti Eis Shavo Nafshi, I searched for my beloved, Bikashtiv V'loi Metzosiv. I searched for him, and I haven't found him. Now, this is just on a very simple level, a common ailment, right? People are searching for Hashem, and they want this connection. I believe everybody is searching. They think that the Nitzelem Elohim that was created in the image of Hashem craves to reconnect with Hashem, like the Mesil Sashorim says. He compares the nefesh to a princess that was taken from the palace, and she lives now with some city dweller or somebody, whatever, and she craves to go back to the palace. You know, the neshoma inside of us craves for connection to Hashem because it's a chelik elikamimal. It's like a piece of Hashem that was abruptly, but taken away, set out into the cruel world, I guess, and it craves to reconnect with Hashem. So, bikashti v'lo matzosiv. Now, Sipurnu. Let's see the Sipurnu. Al mishkovi ba'leilois. So Sipurnu says like this: Haloi biyomim rishonim chotosi uslich v'solachto miyad acharei shuvi. Says we have a history. In the early days, we sinned, like with the Cheto Egel, and you miyad forgave us. We did shuva and we were forgiven. V'ata loy chein ki omnom ba'leilois. Now, I don't know exactly what this refers to, because I guess Yom Rishonim means before the Egel, maybe, and this was the 40 days after the Egel. I'm not sure, but there was a tkufa where Hashem was bekas, and it didn't seem to forgive us so fast. If we don't feel the acceptance of Hashem, well, I think we should backtrack something else. When do we miss Hashem the most? When we've distanced ourselves from Him. That's Bechlal, the whole concept. Tshuva is returning. V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. Right now, if I sin, so then I've created a barrier. This Hashem, I mean, I said Shabbos. To me, it was very excited about it. I don't think I ever said it before. I'm not sure. I don't remember such a thing. The Sefer HaChinuch says that when a person knows what Hashem wants from him, he knows the Chefetz Hashem b'ma, and he doesn't do it, Ro'osoy Rabo, this is like a terrible tragedy. What's he referring to, the Chinuch? He says, Chefetz Hashem is that you should perfect yourself so he could be meitiv hatova more and more, and you don't do it? That's a terrible, terrible thing. I would have thought it's enough to say, Hashem says, don't eat chometz on Pesach. And you eat chometz on Pesach? Rosa Rabba. Hashem says, don't be mechal Shabbos. And you are mechal Shabbos? Rosa Rabba. No. The ugliness of chet, the ugly, the super ugliness, the underlying ugliness, the ra'osoy rabo of chet. Imagine that. The Sefer HaChinuch is telling us the ra'osoy rabo of chet is not the chet. It's the underlying sense of Hashem gave me this opportunity to improve myself, to be mashna myself, to be able to come closer to Him, to be roy, to receive all the hatova, that's oilam chesed yibona, that's all that He wants to do for me, and I don't do it? That's Rosh Rabbah. It's like that idea, because what chet does is it breaches the ugliness of chet. It's not just, He told me to do it, you don't do it. Let's put it this way. He's big enough to forgive that. Okay. Wait, you think I'm insulted? Well, you think you're hurting me? You think... But what hurts? what's so terrible is I want to do for you. I want to be meitiv. And I have to be, in order to be meitiv, you have to earn it. It has to be, otherwise it's nama de kisufa. You won't appreciate it. You'll be embarrassed. It's not real. Mishpat is the ultimate hatova because you've earned it and you can appreciate it and you're not embarrassed from it. So that's what I want. And you deny that? That's the ugliness of chet. So that's the case. So chet really breaches my relationship with Hashem because it interferes. Not just he wants me to do something and I don't do it, but it interferes with the ultimate purpose of creation, which is the purpose of making myself a better person in order for him to be able to be meitiv. Okay, so I sinned, and this time there was 40 days of kas, and in the days of kas, when it's baleilois, I get b'mashkovi baleilois, shei mechashchei arboim of the choshech. In other words, the leilois, it represents the sipurna learns choshech. It's dark. The light of Hashem is not in my life. I'm feeling this darkness. I'm feeling this distance from Hashem. It says, Bikashti eshava nafshi, bevilui uvitfilas Moshe Rabbeinu vitzadike hador. Bikashti veloi metzosiv, and I've searched for it, mipnei ho'af v'hachimo. But the anger of Hashem was such that I couldn't find it, even in vidui, and tefilas Moshe Rabbeinu v'tzadike hador.
That sounds like mitzvah Hashem.
What?
A person can be doing good shiva or whatever it is, but Hashem is
kind. Well, bikashti eshev o nafshi, bikashtiv.
I'm seeking Hashem. Everything I can get close to Hashem. Hashem is never going to be close.
That's an interesting question. Let's think about that for a moment. What does he mean? Bikashtiv lo yimotzosu v'pnei ho'af v'hachimu. Is it the af v'achemo that Hashem doesn't allow me to find him? Well, that would be my knee-jerk reaction to. Or is it the af v'achemo, the knowledge of the af v'achemo that paralyzes me psychologically from finding him? In other words, even though I'm looking for him, I sinned. But I breached that relationship. Now I want to correct it. Vidui. Look what I did. I did vidui. And not only that, I went to Moshe Rabbeinu to be mispalel. V'tzadike hador. And v'loi motzosim. I couldn't find Hashem mipneho afachimo. It sounds like, and that would be my instinct. I don't know if I could prove it. But it sounds like that I can't find him. I can't, because it says, bikashti v'loi motzosim. Not that he. Well, it could be. Well, it could be.
It would go against everything that we talked about here.
But the question is, can we prove it? I don't know if we can prove it.
We could prove it just based on the context of everything we know about Hashem.
Anybody could say that. Whatever you know, background you come from, you prove everything you believe in.
I think we do that in learning sometimes. Like, if, don't we? If somebody says something that's...
Well, the question is... The question is, learning is one thing, and Musar is something else. In other words, here, Musar is something else. To prove something like this, let's see, let's analyze it. Let's think for a moment. It says, Bikashtev eshova nafshi, bevidu itfilas meish rabbeinu tzegadov eloi metzosiv... I don't know. I would also like to think that means I didn't find. It doesn't say there's a Hester ponim here.
Well, and also the next
pasuk. Let's see the next pasuk. I get up, and I'm searching in the cities, in the marketplaces, in the streets. I'm looking for my, I'm searching, seeking out my beloved. Bikashti v'loy mitzosif. Let's see the Sipurno on this. Okay, so this, we're going to leave that in abeyance, even though we're noita. I agree with you, Reb David, that that's mistaver, that's what it is, but I don't know if we can prove it. Let's see the Sipurno. V'asev vo b'ir, b'chol machni Yisroel. Bikashtiv, hayesh moitzei chein, v'loy mitzosiv b'chol ha'machane, v'hoyo kol mevakesh Hashem. What's that pasuk? Can we just check that pasuk? Lamed Gimel, Zion. Check Shmoyis Lamed Gimel Zion, because that's important. What he's quoting there. I'm looking b'chol machni Yisrael. I'm searching for him. Hayesh motzei chein. Well, I'm looking for someone who's. Where is it? Zion. One second. Let's see. Moshe yikaches oil v'not aloy michutz. What is this? This is kisi. So v'chutz l'machne archi min hamachne v'kor aloy oil moed. Kol mevakesh Hashem yetzei aloy oil moed Hashem michutz l'machne. This is before the Egel? No, this is after the Egel. This is after the Egel. Elisa Meretz Yisrael, Eloretz Nishpati, Yishma Om, Es Hadova Horo Hazev, Yisabolu, Vayom Hashem, Amosh, Emor Al-Bnei Yisrael, Atem Am Kshei Oyref, Yisnatzlu, Umeishi Yikach Es Oyel, Venot Olo Michutz Lamachne, Arachim Min Amachne, Olo Olo, Vayom Kol Mavakash Hashem, Yeitze El Oyel Moed, שמחוץ למחנה, בואי קצי סמוי של אוי, יקומו כל עום, ניצו איש פסח או הולוי. Yeah, the Sephorna brings that pasuk. He brings, that's what he says. He says like this. He says, avasev ba'ir b'chol machni Yisrael, bikashtiv hayesh moit seichein, v'loi metzosiv b'chol hamachane, v'hoyo kol mevakesh Hashem v'chulei. It sounds like what he's saying is, he says, in the machane he couldn't find. In other words, they had to go out. That's what the pasuk says, no? It says that the v'hoya, it says, I'm sorry. The pasuk says, v'meishi yikach es ha'oil, v'not aloi michutz la'machane. Harchik min ha'machane. In the machane was where the egel took place. V'kor aloi oihel moyin. V'hoya kol mevak Hashem yeitze aloi el moyin Hashem michutz la'machane. Or you could say, "Moshe el ha'oil yokumo kol ha'om nitzu ish pesach ha'holoi v'bitu achrei Moshe." Moshe will go out, and then they'll look, and v'ro kol ha'om es amun ha'onon v'kom kol ha'om ishtachu ish pesach ha'holoi, that they're finding Hashem. V'dibra Hashem Moshe ponim el ponim rachum ponim el ponim. I skipped the page. Kasher yedaber ish ha'reyo v'shov el ha'machna v'shov so yeshua benun ol mosh. Okay, sounds like what the Sipurna was saying is that in the Machane, where this Avodah Zarah was done, they couldn't find the Hayesh Meitzei Chein. There was no Meitzei Chein because I guess the repercussions of this Maisa Hegel. V'loy Metzasi b'chol Machane. V'hoye kol mevakash Hashem yetzei el oyel moed Hashem mechutz la'machane. That's what it sounds like. So now the shaila is like this. Once again, let's be down in our question. I can't find him. Why? Because he's not to be found, or because I can't imagine that he's available. What?
Because they sin so
certain
great.
Times where Hashem makes, in general, like Hashem creates for Yitzhar, more Yitzhar, less Yitzhar. The person does something that distances him so much from Hashem, maybe Hashem's heart, that evil heart, if he gets a higher
place. The what?
Maybe there, we know that Hashem creates Yitzhar and takes away Yitzhar. We ask Hashem in the morning, when they're doing brachas, take away Yitzhar, whatever it is. Could be that if a person does something really terrible, that Hashem makes the process of trying to
So that's what, yeah, I mean, that could be psychological, that could be spiritual, that could be min hashamayim, but is that what's happening, or is it just that he is keeping distant? Let's read weiter. I asked the shomerim, this important word is Moshe and Aaron. Eshva nafshi reisem, zok the sipurnu. What? When I'm missing something, reisem the ein oine. Oh, the ein oine. Kimat shavati mehem me oisem haleilois shohoyu bekas achmotzosi beluchos shniois chastiv tekef. So I don't know what happened. That the Klal, it seems that at this Tkufa, the Klal Yisrael was searching and searching and searching, and even they turned to Moshe Rabbeinu and still not. But until Kimat Shavarti Mehem, so the Sipurnu says Kimat Shavarti Mehem. I'm sorry. I think it's pretty clear. I think it's like you said. In other words, I couldn't find, and I searched. And I went all over, and I looked, and I turned to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, the Einoine, and they couldn't connect me. They didn't have an answer for me. I'm searching and searching. The Chet HaEgel did such devastating damage that, you know, I couldn't. This. What?
What does that mean? Moshe and Aaron had no answer.
Matsuri Hashemerim. No, they didn't answer. We said, "Did you see Hashem?" They couldn't help us. As far as they were not able to help us. So again, we have the same shaila. Is it because Hashem wasn't present? They weren't able to help us. But wait. But then it says, "So good." So they weren't able to help us. But here, I think the pesher advarim is over here. Kemat shavarti mehem meyosim halelois shoya bekas. I was at the end already. Ajma sosi beluchoi shniyos achaz tiftekech benidvas amishko v'la'arpenov lo yishavti lekislo v'lachto. What's achaz tif? What? Ajma motzosif. Beluchas hashniyos motzosif. So what's the pshat? Motzosif. He revealed himself. There it says, no. It's I found him. It's about my finding him. It's about whether again, I would say, it's up to me. That's for sure. I found him. In other words, I'm looking. So wait, but he made the luchos possible. He gave you the luchos.
Even if he gave us the luchos, it's still using
the mitzosif. Yeah, mitzosif is strange. He gave you the luchos. So why is it mitzosif? Tera says that must be what mitzosif is. In other words, it seems that when Hashem helps, he gives props, he gives siyata d'shmaya, he gives insight, he gives everything. Over the mice, the person has to work himself. A person has to search and search and search. Yogato loimotsoso al tamin. If you work at it, whether it's in the learning, whether it's in searching for Hashem, you'll definitely find it. But it's an effort. And sometimes the effort is extensive. I'm looking here, I'm looking there. I ask Moshe and Aaron, don't have an answer for me either. I'm lost. And I turn to the Gedolei Hador and the Tzadiki Hador, and they can't help me. I can't find. Until finally, ad shemotzosif, there's an opportunity, but the opportunity presents itself. And the opportunity there was the luchas hashniyos. And then what happened? Okay. So in other words, I took hold of it and what did I do? As soon as there was Luchas, I guess that's it. I guess it's like this. What do you mean I took hold of it? Achazti v'lapenu says, benidvas hamishkan. In other words, I can't find Hashem. I distance myself. I ruined that relationship. And I'm looking and looking and looking and I can't find him. Finally, he gives me something to hold on to. I grab hold of it, and then I have to take that which he gave me, and I have to take it and go with it. Benidvas hamishkan. Immediately, what did I do? After the Lucas Hashnius, I gave money for the Mishkan. Oh, it's a good appeal. Immediately, what did I do? I'm looking for Hashem, Gives me a little hint. What do? Pay up your dues. Give tzedakah. But that's what it is. Benidvas hamishkan. And I'm not going to go back. I didn't return to do it. And it brought the Hashoras Hashchino, the Mishkan, into the Klal Yisrael. So that's really... Well, not exactly. Money is an expression. I guess here it was. And the fact that I built, I was noidiv to the Mishkan, was an expression of the fact that I am appreciative of the fact that Hashem gave me this. I had today just a very, very interesting thing. I'm dealing with somebody, and I'm trying to get him to recognize a mistake and not and change something. I had a dream, and the dream, someone of great stature in his life told him to do the same thing. Whole different. I've been trying, couldn't influence him, but there was a dream. Dreams. This is what you should do. All of a sudden, he's on board. Sometimes, you know, We're searching for Hashem. We're searching. So I say, what do you mean? I sent you this rabbi. I sent you this. I sent you that. Sometimes we need something more direct. But he gave us the luchos. He threw us a real bone, so to speak. He gave us something. Ah, that already. Now what do we do with it? We run with it. In other words, it's really all up to us. If we want to find Hashem, it's up to us. Sometimes we've distanced ourselves so much that we can't find Hashem. So we have to keep pursuing, and we'll go to Moshe Aaron, and they won't be able to help us find Hashem. But eventually, if we keep pursuing, what happens? Habol etayer mesayin loy. Hashem says, here, I'll throw you some luchos. Here's luchos shniyos. Now I'm going to show you that I'm accepting your tshuva. And then, that's not the end. Achazti v'lo arpenu. Then, if I found him, and I allow that finding to go neglected, not to hold on to it, it's not going to do anything for me. But sometimes we need, I'm looking, frustrated, I can't find, then Hashem gives us something, and it wakens us up, oh, now I can find him, but I have to hold on to it and keep that commitment, and then I'll be able to, you know, he'll be back into my life. Whatever that's all about, I don't know.